In the tenth and final plague brought upon Egypt, the Lord said in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." We see that this is in the future tense. I will execute my judgments. And we note that he does, in fact, do so. Moses writes later in Numbers chapter 33 and verse 4, "For the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. Also on their gods the Lord had executed judgments." So it was future tense in Exodus chapter 12, and by Numbers chapter 33 it was past tense. And something had happened in between those two events in which the Lord had executed judgments on their gods. What does it mean to have someone, or to have the Lord, execute judgments on their gods? What does that mean? We do know from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4, Paul writes, "Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no God but one." So what is he executing judgments on? When we look at what we see in all the 10 plagues that we see in Egypt, even up to the last one, the death of the firstborn, we note that it seems like he's really executing judgments on the Egyptians themselves for what they had done. And that is what's going on, in fact, judging the Egyptians, but through the bringing down of their pagan deities, their false gods. As with any polytheistic religion, they believed that there was a god for everything. The Nile River was a god, or they had a god for the Nile River. The sun crossing the sky, there was a god governing that. Even Pharaoh himself was considered a god. Yet in each of these 10 plagues, a deity, one of their gods, was brought down, was thwarted, showing that they have no power over the one true God. The God of the Nile was thwarted when the waters were turned to blood. The sun god was thwarted when the darkness covered the land for 3 days. And Pharaoh himself was thwarted when his son, the heir apparent to the throne, the future God king, died. Exodus tells us this was going to happen, and Numbers states that it had happened. And we know when it did in Exodus chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. "And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead." Can the Lord still execute judgments on our gods today? What application can we take from this? I believe that he can execute judgments on our gods. Some people place political leaders and celebrities in the place of God. They follow them ravenously and are often obsessed with them. And sometimes it gets to their heads. There are political leaders, I won't name any because I don't want to upset anybody, but that some people have treated like they are the second coming. There are some people who are some celebrities that people follow that are just, that are much more, they're much more involved in their lives than they probably should be. Such a thing did happen to King Herod in Acts chapter 12, verses 21 and 23. Right there it says, "So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, 'The voice of a god and not of a man.' Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died." Josephus records that his death was agonizing and took days. He was glorified as a god, But then he accepted that glory. A few chapters later in Acts chapter 14, we see that Paul and Barnabas are glorified as gods, but they do not accept the glory. They're like, no, what are you doing? Don't sacrifice to us. We're not gods. Worship the true God. Well, they didn't listen. But at least they weren't accepting of that glory. In modern times, more modern times, I should say, John Lennon claimed that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. Do you remember that? Some of you might remember that. He claimed that. And he was assassinated when he was 40 years old. Joseph Smith Jr., the founder of Mormonism, was shot and killed by age 38. Muhammad was poisoned by a Jewish slave girl, the founder of Islam. He was poisoned by a Jewish slave girl and died a few years later in agony in his early 60s. I don't mean to say that everyone who dies young or dies in agony is someone that the Lord is judging, is an enemy of God, especially consider Jesus, who died very young. He died at 33, about 33, and he died in the most excruciating way possible at that time. But it does mean that we had better be careful. We better watch out. Not only did he execute judgments on their gods, remember that in doing so, he executed judgment on their worshipers, and he did not discriminate from the lowliest prisoner to the highest king. You know, at the same time, many of us, I don't know about you specifically, obviously, but many people do have a false god, and that's themselves. That's what they want, what they desire, giving no consideration to what God wants. Will God execute judgment on their gods? Oh, yes. God will execute judgment on them as a result. There are lots of people who follow false paths today. We talked about several things in class earlier about that. And many of them will live to a ripe old age and even die peacefully. But we should always beware, for judgment does not always come in this world, but it always comes in the next. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 24 says, "Some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later." The judgment follows later for some in the final reckoning. Let us make sure that the true God is worshiped and honored in the way that God wants, in the way that pleases him. Let us make sure that we put nothing before him. That can happen if we obey the gospel, if we first become a Christian, if we are added to his church. That's the only time that can happen. If we are wanting to please God, if we don't want his judgment, if we want to be in the blood of Christ, we have to be in his church. We have to believe in him and be baptized for the remission of our sins. And I encourage you, if you haven't done that already, please do so before it's too late. And if you're here this evening and your heart's not right with God, if perhaps you feel like you have been leaning toward this direction of allure, this direction of sin and lust and the pollutions of this world that Sam talked about a little while ago, you have a chance to make that right. Every time we meet, we want to make sure you have that chance, because it's far too important not to. Please, if you need to make things right with God this evening, come forward as we stand and as we sing.